producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fire alarm is going off. Stop it.
This is the LA Unified School District. We're calling out school again today.
Oh, make fun of them.
Wait a minute. No.
Come on.
This is the San Diego School District. Let's call out school there, Kenny. What do you think?
No, or let's not do that.
Washington or wherever it is. This is going to turn out to be a high school senior who is really good at computer work, who is able to fiddle and faddle so he didn't have to take his final exams for the semester.
That's fiddle faddle.
It's a fiddle faddle. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring from his perch in San Diego. Lots of things going on from your input. Thank you very much for all of your interest and attention. How many of you, speaking of interest and attention, were in attendance and paying attention to the presidential GOP performances last night? Carly Fiorina, I've already sort of given a gauge as to how I thought it went. Jeb Bush was a loser again.
I don't think so. I bet he did better last night.
I understand that you did.
He did better.
I'm going through what I think. Then you can tell us what you think. How's that?
I'm sorry. I thought we were having what was called a conversation.
This is my monologue.
King Doug talks, and then we all talk.
King Doug. Donald Trump and Jeb Bush back and forth. Unprofessional, uncalled for, unseemly, unnecessary on both sides. Carly Fiorina yells out, "This is what we're talking about! Nobody's fixing anything!" And she's right. So there's a good mark for Carly Fiorina. I'm going to go across. Kasich was Kasich. Nothing, he didn't hurt himself, he didn't help himself, he's just there. Carly Fiorina helped herself, I think. Let's see, who is next to her? Rubio. Rubio is a lightweight. And Cruz was, and there was, let's see, Carson, Trump. Carson is a nice man who'd be an interesting vice president, it seems to me. Let's see. Trump has got it. It's his to lose, as far as I'm concerned right now. It's his to lose. Jeb Bush is gonzo. Whether he looked better or he didn't look better last night, I think if you look at the stats this morning, he won't have helped himself at all. Let's see, who is next to him? As to Cruz was next to him. No, Cruz was next to Trump, right? Yeah. And then there was Christie and Rand Paul. Rand Paul acquitted himself well, I thought. And other than that, there's, you know, the smart people were taking shots at Hillary Clinton and not at each other up there. That's the way I think this needs to play out. And so the thin skin and the egos and all of the things, people, "Oh, my ego is hurt because you made fun of me." And then there was some discussion about thin and thick skin, wasn't there, between Trump? All right, now you're going to jump in, Jennifer. Between Trump and Jeb Bush.
Wake up, Jennifer.
I don't know why I feel like you're just insulting.
Right, I'm not insulting at all.
You're like, all right, now you. I was just thinking that I disagreed with you on Jeb. Not that I think it's too late. I mean, there's anything he can do. I think it's too late. But I think he performed better, and he actually looked better. He looked straighter. He wasn't as hunched over as usual. He looked more comfortable on the stage. Kasich, I just, can't, there's nothing there for me. I think it's just an empty suit. Yeah. Time for him to go.
Yeah.
Carly Fiorina, I thought, she's got some interesting things to say, but she just, for whatever reason, I think she sounded like she was interrupting a lot. Maybe she felt like she wasn't getting her time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was just a lot of interruptions. Rubio, I thought, got really called out on the table about his softness, weakness in immigration.
He's a hero.
Yeah, I can't say that there was anything new there. Christie, to me, always debates very well. Yeah. I think I like him more on debate days than any other day of the year because he just does it right. I think Cruz and Trump have a bromance. I don't think their little war that happened over the weekend is real. Remember what I told you yesterday? Nothing. I said that is all fake.
Yeah.
These two actually like each other.
He sort of jabbed him a little bit. He sort of gave him a little touch.
Cruz is way too smart to insult any Trump voter because if something happens to Trump, the only place for the Trump voter to go is to Ted Cruz. Yeah. And Ted knows that he will gain a lot if Trump jumps out. He's never going to attack Donald Trump. Cruz is way too smart for that.
You just said something that's very interesting. I'm expecting at any moment from the Republican royalty to have a dump Trump. Let's dump Trump, to have that be the chorus. Dump Trump. Well, dump
no,
Trump.
They had
everywhere.
Trump was all over them last night saying they're great people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At the end there, Richie, where he confirmed his commitment. I will not run as an independent. I love these people.
And that moment, by the way, was a gigantic you because Reince Priebus with the RNC is no supporter of Donald Trump.
No.
I heard an interview with him before the debates, and he's like, his skin was crawling off when he had to acknowledge that Donald Trump was the front runner. He kept saying, well, it's so early. You know, he was like making excuses. Donald Trump, by being softer and gentler in his opening statement and his closing statement, and then during the middle pledging allegiance to the Republican Party, Reince Priebus is cold sweating like you won't believe. He's sick to his stomach.
To the flag
of
the United States.
Of
you know what Priebus, he gets his suits at Walmart. Somebody ought to send him to a real haberdasher so he can get a suit that actually fits him.
Made in China.
The guy has always left me cold. He's one of those hacks.
The biggest loser of the night, though?
Yes, Richie.
Hugh Hewitt.
Ah! Oh, unbelievable.
And Ben Carson.
Loser.
Come on, Ben Carson.
That question he asked of Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon on children.
You like to kill kids then, right?
Right. How are you willing to
Thank
kill
you, Richie,
tens of thousands
not
of children?
It to me. Leave it. I'm glad you said that. I said something before, and it's Dennis Prager is so the Salem people. For those of you who don't know, there's a network of conservative intelligence.
That I love, by the way.
Yeah, well, Jennifer works for him. So, anyway, and I used to.
Right.
Before I said something about Bill Bennett. That was the end of me. Anyway, this is a network, and I'm loathe to say what I'm about to say. There are some really good broadcasters there. There is a lot of unintelligent conservative talk on the radio. Really stupid right-wing conversation. It does not include the men who are on the Salem Network. They are smart. They are Michael Medved, I have great regard for. Dennis Prager, I used to work with at KBC. He's brilliant.
He's great.
And he's also a very interesting, nice man. Mike Gallagher is a lot of hot air. And Hewitt is just Meredith never seen him before. And she said, "Oh, how arrogant he is!
What a stupid question!"
It was. All he did was dig himself a hole, he's overcome.
Are
with
you willing
being
to kill
there.
Thousands of children if you become
Dennis
a
would have been so much better there, Richie and Jennifer. I think.
And you
agree.
Know what the other question was, and Jennifer, I don't know. I can't remember who asked it now. But whoever asked the triad question of Trump, Jennifer and I were tweeting each other back and forth when they asked Trump about the nuclear triad.
That was a Hewitt question too. I think he was.
That was a setup question.
Definitely, they wanted to do a gotcha on Trump,
and they got him.
And
Salem doesn't
recovered.
Like him. Salem is in the pocket of the Republican National Committee. That's why they.
But you
there.
Know what? I give Trump a pass on not knowing what the nuclear triad was, which is that the three places that we can fire nuclear missiles from, ships, silos, and
but you know what else, Richie?
And then Rubio was like, for those who at home who don't know, and rubbing Trump's face in it,
the home edition of the game.
It's big phony.
I don't hold that against somebody that they don't know that, but it was a total gotcha question,
Richie.
Don't you think everybody's tired of the gotcha questions?
Yeah. Right.
You know, at first I was like, aha, he didn't know. And then I was like, you know what? That question was a total setup.
Yeah, of course it was. So the only thing that made me uncomfortable last night as I watched this, for we fell asleep about 10, 15, 10, 20, seen most of it, was when Trump was after Bush in an unnecessary exchange of childish, yeah, my daddy's bigger than your daddy, or I get 43%, you get 3, whatever it is.
He didn't start it, because Bush kind of swiped at him
first. No, Bush did start it.
But Trump knocked
Trump
him down.
Trump just needs to drop that stuff.
The rest Trump needs to be able to control his facial contortions as well.
I know.
Yeah.
He looks like such a moron.
Did you notice they were doing the split screen, by the way?
Yeah,
so that,
right.
And only when Trump was asking a question, I swear it was only Trump, so that you could watch his facial expressions when someone else was talking.
He looks so stupid when he does it.
And Meredith says he's had an eye job. Went to the same plastic surgeon as
his
wife.
The healthiest.
His wife's eyes are the same as his.
He's, you know what, though, Dougie? The healthiest man we could ever elect president.
That's what I've heard.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor says. It isn't Ben Carson.
Healthiest man ever.
Ever.
Yep. He lost 15
president.
Pounds. Healthiest man ever.
Yep. Right. Well, at least his suits fit him.
He looks great.
They all had red ties, too, except there was one who didn't have a red tie. One of them, I think it was Kasich, right? He had a sort of green or blue tie.
Can't
a lot of red
they
ties.
They were all wearing red ties and white or blue shirts. It was like there was a uniform.
Right.
They were getting ready to dance, like the Supremes. And then one was, and Carly with that gigantic cross on her neck, like she was like bringing in the Madonna from her living room.
Well, you didn't miss her in that red suit, though. That was, didn't miss her at all. All right, we have 18 after this. Good day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with happy place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
With
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days of the living room. Damn, I'm gonna feel only.
Would you like to be eligible to win an HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, which includes 3 months of instant ink? Qualified you will be if you come up with the answer. You'll also get some HP Photostrip paper. This is for your smartphone printer. It's the phone booth strips, so that if you want to play cloak and dagger games, it's a good way to get the pictures for that. It's like the old booths, right?
Yeah, the old booths. Photo booths. Yep.
That's what this is for. All right, that's so you win that and qualify for the big drawing on Friday. One of the five of you who wins is we. Actually, only four, because yesterday we didn't have a winner. Let's see if we get one today. What are the things that sort of tie these three songs together? First one is Los Lonely Boys with
Feliz Navidad.
This comes from Los Lonely Boys' Christmas album in 2008. Song written and recorded by Jose Feliciano. Man, that thing's been around since, what, 1970, I think? Recorded by how many other artists? Michael Bublé. The credibility that he had there. Luciano Pavarotti. Also, Walk Off the Earth is a rock band that has done Feliz Navidad. Nothing better than the Jose version. Okay, so we got first song of three, Los Lonely Boys and their version of Feliz Navidad. Next song on the list is an old Bing Crosby song.
Adeste fideles. Lady triumphante.
It's a Christmas hymn goes back to the early 1600s. When you translate it into English, it is O Come All Ye Faithful. And that is how it sort of is known. There's two different versions of it, same music. Bing recorded this version in 1940. Most artists opt for the English version, although some still like the traditional root of Adeste Fideles. Celine Dion recorded the original Latin version for her Christmas album, 1998. All right, so here's Der Bingo. All right, third song in our set, Mannheim Steamroller with Johnny Mathis.
Oh, Tannenbaum,
guy's 80 years old, all of his memorabilia up in smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a song that he did with Mannheim Steamroller for their combo album in 2001 called Christmas Extraordinaire. The song goes back to 1824. It's a German folk song. Actually, had nothing to do with Christmas at all. In the early 20th century, the lyrics were hijacked, and it was became a fixture of the holiday. All right. So what do these three songs have in common? 888-302-3684 to get the print paper and to qualify for the printer. Feliz Navidad by Los Lonely Boys. Adeste Fideles by the Bing Crosby person. And O Tannenbaum, Johnny Mathis there. 888-302-DOUG. Let us see what we can see or hear what we can hear. We'll find what we can find. Let us talk to David, who's in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning. How are you?
Well, sir. How about you?
Just right.
Merry Christmas. Just right. I like that. That's good.
That's a great answer.
All right. It is a good answer, actually. Let's see if we can make you just righter. If you can tell us what brings us together with these three songs, what ties them together.
I'd say Christmas songs that have been sung in that were sung in languages other than the English language.
Non-English Christmas songs.
Nice
you are correctamundo. Good job for you. So we'll give you a nice Christmas present and our best wishes for a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, David. Hold on just a second. Kara will take good care of you. At 28 past the hour, keeping fit and eating healthy are good habits, not just for you, but for your pets. Here's Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet still may be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious guardian. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing the same for him. Put away those crunchies and hide those treats. You know, nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and almost every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in the older pet. And even a middle-aged animal becomes old before his time as his body slows down with the burden of extra weight. Keep your dog's weight or your cat's weight in good shape, and you'll be fine to live a lot longer and the quality of life will be a lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Holiday travel time is upon us. With more people on the road and along with winter weather, there's even greater potential for roadside emergencies. Phil Long with State Farm has more.
It's always a good idea to be prepared for the unexpected. Consider doing a trunk transformation. Get rid of the junk and replace it with items that can help in the event of a roadside emergency. First of all, always have an emergency kit that includes a reflective hazard triangle or road flare, jumper cables, a first aid kit, and a flashlight.
Any other must-haves for a trunk?
Occasionally, motorists are stranded. Don't forget to pack high-calorie, non-perishable food, bottled water, and crucial medications. It's also a good idea to keep them in a bag or container, so if they are in an open cargo area, they don't become a projectile during a crash.
For more handy safety tips and information, see a State Farm agent or visit statefarm.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Jennifer Horn, Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us. What'd you say?
I said hello.
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 Mitch McFadden is here. I said Dr. Hoffman will join us in a few minutes. Kenny Kessler is along. One of the good news stories from today, you know how I'm very interested in crowdfunding and this public nonprofit crowdfund source called GoFundMe is one of the things that intrigues me most. And I see something here that is just so warm. Story of Jenna and Jada Conci, C-O-N-C-I, two of three daughters who are fighting the same rare genetic disease in a family that has had nothing but tragedy. These two are undergoing intense treatment operations, a lot of health problems. And a family friend a couple of weeks ago created a campaign to help them because the family is about to go bankrupt and lose their home. So they're trying to focus on helping these girls. What a great Christmas statement this is. 4,000 people have donated $314,000 in the past 2 weeks to keep this family from losing its home and to treat these girls who would otherwise die. It looks like they may be able to make it, and it's one of those things that I think deserves your attention. So there are other things that are here. Most of the really worthwhile efforts at GoFundMe are health-oriented. There's another story about a firefighter named Bo Cooper who's battling leukemia. He's been in and out of hospitals 3 times. The cancer has gone away, and then it comes back again. The treatment options available to him because of the severity of this type of leukemia. It's experimental treatment that he can't get in this country. So friends of his have, in the last 3 weeks, raised almost $200,000
wow.
for him to go get the help he needs someplace else. There are two statements in this.
Yeah, the one that we can't help the guy here.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, is that the more important? Well,
I think so.
It certainly is as important.
And how many other stories are like that on GoFundMe.com that just don't hit the jackpot like this?
There are a lot of them, Richie.
I would imagine. I mean, it's a competition now, I would think.
Yeah.
You go there, you try to tell your story, and you hope it gets viral. Otherwise, what? Continue down your path that you were on.
Well, you don't have, at least you have a helpful, hopeful choice in this circumstance with those two stories I just told you. But then, again, the postscript is what Jennifer said. How dare we in this country be that out of touch with the reality, especially with the resources available to us? We keep claiming we have the best health care in the world, which is bunkum. We have the worst insurance in any place in the free world. And the fact that we're making more available to people so that folks like Richie can pay three times as much for his health care so that other people will be helped. It's okay to help other people, but...
Well, I don't mind paying more to help others. It's just the rate that I am paying is astronomically out of whack.
It's way out of whack.
Right.
Yeah, way out of whack. Let's talk to Dr.
There's no
Hoffman.
Way I should be paying another $500 a month to help.
No. Not if help yourself. Hello.
Doesn't work.
Our motivation for today comes from the Buddha. I love Buddha. If we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change. Do you realize looking at a flower, whatever, how it represents both sides, the yin and the yang, the way a flower develops is that it needs to get its sustenance from another flower. Thus, the pollen, the bee, and how this is, how do I best say this? This is love making at its finest. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why am I so afraid to say intercourse? Or sex.
That sounds weird when you say it.
Okay, well, that's how the flowers come to be. It is. It's the flower and the world of the flower. It's the miracle of life, miracle of growth, the miracle of how all of this works. So amazing. So think about one single flower. And how that one flower, if you have a patch of weeds and there's one flower in it, wow, you look at it and think, this is beautiful, this beauty in the midst of all this other horrible stuff. And the same can be...
Look up the Fibonacci code.
Yeah, I know you love to go
there. It's the math of nature.
Yeah, nature. Yep.
And how perfect the math is. Look at a pineapple.
Incredible.
Look at a pine cone.
Anything that grows.
Pretty much anything. The mathematical equation applies to anything that grows. Look at us. Look how symmetrical we are.
We all work.
And it's amazing.
Unless you watch the Republican debate, then you wonder.
Yeah.
You see
a little bit out of whack there.
Our thought for the day today comes from Ludwig van Beethoven.
Hey, Josh.
Ludwig van Beethoven said, never stop learning. Which is just superb. Never stop learning. Every day of my life, I love doing this radio program because I learn. I learn from you. I learn from everybody. Learn from the realities, the circumstances that present themselves. Learning is the way you prove that you're alive. Last day you learn is the last day of your life. That's it. Okay, now I'm not sure what to do with the quote of the day today. I found
this. Read it, please.
Okay.
Really? Now I'm curious.
Wow. I should tell you this off the air.
Now I'm curious.
Barbara Walters interviewed Bradley Cooper, and she referred to him as lovable.
No, she didn't.
Well.
She referred to him as something-able, but not lovable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's doable. How's that?
Right, yeah.
That's okay, Jennifer, isn't it?
That's all right.
Doable. Okay. Barbara, but who would want to do... Never mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Why I said, just leave it alone.
Oh, no, thank you.
So Beethoven said, never stop learning.
Yes, that's what Beethoven said, as a matter of fact. You're right about that. Thank you very much. Okay. The Saudi Arabians yesterday announced they're forming a sort of God squad of mostly Muslim countries to fight terrorism. I didn't know about this till the debate last night. Apparently it had been in the news yesterday. I must have missed it somehow or other. This is a coalition that includes Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Malaysia, Pakistan. This is an all-Islamic military alliance to get at the terrorists. They also would really like to make sure everybody knows that all Muslims are not extremists, and they want to have Daesh gone as quickly as possible so that it doesn't mess up the rest of the wild card here are the Iranians.
They're not in it.
No, they're not in it. Mm. And they're bad guys. And it just, I don't know. The whole thing begins to bother me. Wasn't there a missile or something that they launched yesterday that they're not supposed to under the treaty? That we were told this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you can trust them, and they'll do what they agreed to do.
The treaty they didn't sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That treaty.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Does anybody think that a coalition of Middle Eastern countries building a military could go awry mm-hmm. some point down the road?
Yeah. Let's try to give them. The benefit of the doubt is here, okay?
I'd love
right.
to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, in a moment, Dr. Ronald Hoffman is going to join us. There is an interesting, compelling article, actually, that I found in a magazine, actually Meredith found it, about the vaccines that are prescribed and how the CDC is involved up to their Mickey in corruption. Unbelievable corruption at the CDC in your government. And the connection came from a speech that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made, somebody you would not likely think would be on this bandwagon. So stay tuned for that discussion in just a moment here on Good Day.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Clearance Sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of Year Clearance Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
All right, we have 45 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has one of the best, if not the best, a newsletter in the medical business, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it. I recommend that you do. Go to drhoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman with 2 F's. And look, once you read one of these, you'll be sold. Ron, there's a chart that came out this past week. It shows life expectancy in our country sort of flat for the third year in a row. Most average people will live to be 79. We don't seem to be gaining on this as we were. Is that because of food? What is when you look at the patients that you have, do you find your patients are living longer than they used to?
Well, you know, in a similar study, they rated the 17 most advanced nations of the world in terms of healthcare outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States came out 17 out of 17 in terms of outcomes. And what's ironic is that we spend twice as much as the next comparable country in terms of per capita expenditures on healthcare. So there's a combination of things going on. There's a lot of social factors in the United States that may not occur in countries that are kind of heterogeneous, like Japan or Norway, for example, or Switzerland. Also, unfortunately, there's a lot of violence in America. You know, whether you can blame it on guns or whether it's just part of the American landscape. There's a lot of violent death due to automobile accidents, due to not just gunshot, but stabbings, various other forms of mayhem. And in addition, I think one of our problems is that not that we don't have enough medicine or that people don't have access to medicine, is we have too much medicine. And the too much medicine may be ultimately harming our quality of life and curtailing our lifespans. It's overkill, medical overkill.
You know, you said something interesting about the number of people who have been shot, the gun violence and so forth. The FDA approved last week a device that plugs gunshot wounds in 20 seconds.
Yes.
Kind of looks like a tire patch.
Yeah, it's like a little like a sponge that expands to plug a hole.
What does this say about our society that we have... And the FDA actually approves this, seems to me, who's going to use this other than the bad guys?
Well, you know, the police will carry it along with the thing that reverses heroin addiction overdoses because, you know, it's so common these days to find people ODing on heroin or people with, 45 slugs in their bodies.
Yeah, my God, wow. There are people that are, I'm not going to do that political route. There's a magazine called Pathways. Are you familiar with it?
I think you're referring to the vaccine controversy.
Yeah, there's an article in here, a feature story about the vaccines and how the CDC has been up to the their Mickeys. This is a very unethical. This points out the inequality or unethical, there's another word to it, the way that this is handled because...
It's a biased evaluation. Yeah, actually, you know, this is actually well pointed out in a movie that I suggest your listeners check out. It's called Trace Amounts, and you can get it on Netflix or sometimes there are community showings. You can get it actually for your community and, you know, rent a theater and show it. It's really quite dramatic about the cover-up of problems associated with vaccines. And I'm going to say up front, you know, just as Robert Kennedy Jr. has said, he's pro-vaccine. He's vaccinated his kids. He's not one of these wild anti-vaccine radicals.
No.
But we do have to raise questions about the potential for harm associated with certain vaccines, too many vaccines, certain preservatives in vaccines. It's not like, you know, global warming, end of debate, you know, discussion closed. We really have to keep our eye on
the ball. Thimerosal is the, and there's a book called Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, which basically identifies all of the various things that show that this mercury-containing preservative is a devastating toxin.
Yeah. Here's another thing. And regardless of what you think about the mercury in vaccines, and I think it's bad, there's a new study, actually a series of studies, that suggest that if you get an annual flu vaccine, like they currently recommend, that you are less protected against the flu than if you get them, say, every 5 years. Now, this does not say that the flu vaccine is not protective. It probably is to some extent. For many people, not. But to some extent, it may be helpful. But it turns out that the annual getting of the vaccine may undermine the effectiveness of the vaccine. So go figure.
Pretty
Another
crazy.
Study suggests if you take statin drugs, you're going to have less of a good response to the vaccine.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a new study. And, you know, so all the people on statin drugs... The flu vaccine may not be as beneficial for you.
Check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, Dr. Ronald Hoffman at drhoffman.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, ho! Let us start our conversation, our weekly conversation with Warren Eckstein. Your animal's best friend. He's the host of The Pet Show. He has created Hugs and Kisses, which is a line of minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat. I'm really upset at Warren, though, because all the years I've known him, he has not done a Hugs and Kisses for cows. And I think it's time you put your mind to work to come up with a vitamin mineral supplement that we can give to the cows. It's only fair.
Working on it, Doug. Working.
Good, good. That's good to hear. All right. So we have Star Wars pet names. I know, folks, you got up for this, and I may have to apologize for when we're all done, but as I say on the radio many times, never apologize for the bit before you do it. Wait till we do it, and then let's see what kind of a mess we found ourselves in coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Good day to our friend Warren Eckstein. There was a poll at DougStefan.com asking what the audience thought about test tube puppies. You saw that last week where the first puppies were born. This is like we haven't got enough dogs that don't have homes. We're going to create more in a test tube. So the question we put to the folks listening to the program, what do you think about this? Let's see here. 39% said, aren't shelters already full of dogs that need homes? Yes, thank you. 27% said, incredible, we live in amazing times. 18% said, interesting, but I don't understand the point. Thank you. 17%, I don't really care one way or another. So when you saw that, did you get a little hyperactive?
Well, it was up at Cornell, up at Ithaca, where they did the in vitro fertilization. I had mixed emotions. I really?
Didn't.
And I'll tell you why. Okay, first of all, I agree 100%. No one deals with more dogs and cats being out of shelters than I do. But the bottom line is some of the research that they're doing, and these dogs are going to have great homes, but some of the research they're doing can help prevent genetic diseases in the future. That's why they started doing this study. For example, hip dysplasia in German Shepherds, cancer in Bernese Mountain Dogs. So part of the reason for this study, and I'm not, you know, when it comes to research with animals, I'm against it, but this isn't really research. This is kind of like the puppies were born, they're going to have great homes, but they are going to find out a lot about diseases in the future. So I kind of have mixed emotions. You're absolutely right. Let's empty every shelter and every pound around the country.
Right.
But I think there are so many dogs dying from genetic diseases, maybe this is a step forward as well.
All right. There, with the release of the Star Wars movie this week, as you can imagine, everything is either wrapped around politics or Star Wars. And not Christmas, but politics or Star Wars. So here we have Warren, who's done some research to find what names come from the movie that are being used for pets.
Let me just preface this by saying I've never seen a Star Wars movie, okay?
My God.
Listen, I'm waiting
for it.
She's never seen one
either.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see E.T., okay? I'm a little behind time. But here's the most popular Star Wars names. Number one is Luke. Number two is Yoda, followed by Chewbacca, Leia, Rebel, Vader, Obi-Wan, Han Solo, Jedi, and Boba Fett, whatever that is. Now, the new movie's coming out, and these are the popular names. I guess this is from the new movie. Poe, Finn, Rey, and one dog named Kylo Ren. Those are the new names for Star Wars. And the most unusual names are Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
R2 Dog 2. So people are having fun with it.
All right, study on pets. And whether you sleep with them or not, I always slept with Charlotte when she was alive. I loved having her in the bed with me, actually. Didn't always go over well with my pal, but after a while, she got used to it. Is this good, bad, or indifferent for the pets?
You know, a lot of people said it was bad, but it may be time to beg your dog's forgiveness and hope he'll join you back in the bedroom after all. A recent study finds that sleeping with pets actually helps most people sleep better because
really?
It gives them a sense of security.
Never heard my two pugs.
What about the snoring?
They snore so loud.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich. Blame it on the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Blame it on the bus and nobody. All right, sleep with your pet, and you'll have a wonderful long life. So sayeth Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check him out at petshow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.